Welcome to an audio reading of Pieces of Iowa's Past. This publication, issued by the Iowa State Capitol Tour Guides of the Legislative Services Agency weekly during the legislative session, features historical facts about Iowa, the Capitol, and the early workings of state government. Portions of each article may have items not practicable for oral interpretation. To see all accompanying photographs, select journal pages, portions of bills, newspaper articles, and other graphics, please view the hard copy versions at www.legis.iowa.gov and select the Resources and Civic Educations tab. Pieces of Iowa's Past. This week, examining the 8th Legislative Spring Recess, March 27, 2019. Examining the 8th Legislative Spring Recess. This year begins the 88th Iowa General Assembly. This Pieces of Iowa's Past article will briefly examine the work of the 58th General Assembly. The 58th General Assembly convened for 116 days from January 12th through May 7th, 1959. Lieutenant Governor Edward McManus presided over the Senate, and Vern Lissel was Speaker of the House. Iowa's population had grown to 2,757,537, according to the 1960 census. Herschel Lovelace was governor, serving two terms from 1957 to 1961. The Iowa legislature takes a spring recess in 1959. Until the 63rd General Assembly, the Iowa legislature met every other year. The legislature usually worked on Saturdays, leaving only Sundays for legislators to travel to their home districts. During the winter months, a Sunday drive to many areas of the state and back to Des Moines would have been difficult. The Iowa legislature scheduled a spring recess. That policy continued for several years. Senate Concurrent Resolution 5. Be it resolved by the state, the House concurring, that when adjournment is had on Friday, February 27, 1959, it be to reconvene on Monday, March 9, 1959 at 11 a.m. Message from the Senate. The following message was received from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, I am directed to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the following concurrent resolution in which the concurrence of the House is asked. Senate Concurrent Resolution 5, providing that when adjournment is had on Friday, February 27, 1959, it be to reconvene on Monday, March 9, 1959 at 11 a.m., Richard W. Berglund, Secretary. Newspaper articles. The Muscatine Journal, Muscatine, Iowa, February 28, 1959. News from your representative. Accomplish much work before recess. By David M. Stanley, State Representative. Des Moines. As we begin our one-week spring recess, old-timers in the Iowa legislature say more work has been done before the spring recess this year than in any other legislative session in the last 20 years. Carroll Daily Times Herald, Carroll, Iowa, March 2, 1959. Editorial, Legislature Doing Well at Recess Time. As the 58th General Assembly of Iowa pauses for the customary spring recess, any fair evaluations of the session would have to be pretty well in agreement. The senators and representatives to date are not doing a most commendable job. There have been about the usual number of bills introduced in both houses, including the usual run of proposals that seem of little value except to approach a new high in ridiculousness, but which, thankfully, are accorded quick referral to appropriate committees for equally rapid interments. But a view of the work actually accomplished plainly discloses this biennial session of the legislature is far ahead of any preceding sessions, at least so far as modern history is concerned. One of the most encouraging notes among numerous accomplishments on the credit side of the 58th GA is that committee work is being expedited and deserving bills are being reported out for full-scale debate on the floors of both houses. Committee meetings are being called for 8 o'clock in the morning and again in the afternoons following the formal Senate and House sessions. No efforts have been made to keep bills bottled up in committees, as has often been the unfortunate situation in previous assemblies. Perhaps it is important to note in this connection no insignificant credit for a general improvement in committee activities is being accorded the fact most committee meetings are now open to the press for complete coverage in behalf of the public. At the outset of the session, of course, the Republican leadership, upon whom as the majority party fulfill responsibility for any total accomplishments or failures, must rest announced a definite program of action. And with well-established goals in mind, there has been a new hustle and determination very much in evidence in both houses. And while there have been the usual and expected partisan skirmishes from time to time, it is to the credit of leadership in both parties that there have been harmonious efforts to work for the best interests of the state as a whole, with political aspects relegated to the background. Incidentally, one purpose of the spring recess, which will continue until March 9th, is to permit the senators and representatives to contact the folks back home and vice versa. The legislators, of course, can't be expected to get around and see all their constituents, but they'll certainly be available and easily accessible to anyone wishing to discuss legislative matters with them. Moreover, they'll undoubtedly appreciate ideas and reactions being presented to them. The Muscatine Journal, Muscatine, Iowa, March 3, 1959. Getting the Home Viewpoint. It is agreed by those who have been observing the Iowa General Assembly in action that in the 7 weeks since the session got underway in January, a considerable amount of work has been accomplished. A major appropriations bill providing for new buildings and improvements at state educational institutions has been enacted, recognizing the critical needs in this field. An impressive total number of bills has been filed in both the houses. A total of 53 bills have been passed by both houses. 34 have been signed by the governor and 2 permitted to become law without his signature. Some thorny problems lie ahead, including the state appropriations for the coming 2 years period and reapportionment. This week, the legislators are at home. It seems in accord with the theory that keeping legislators in close touch with their constituents contributes to good government that they should have this opportunity for conferences with the folks at home. It's an opportunity for the folks at home to make their views known to those who represent them in the enactment of the state's laws, which it seems certain will be welcomed by most of the House and Senate members. Postville Herald, Postville, Iowa, March 4, 1959. State Representative Elmer Hoth is spending this week at his home here while the Iowa legislature is on vacation from its duties.